You know, I've been very wary, skeptical of any kind of Bitcoin pump and any kind of altcoin pump. But I've been watching this pump, and even though we're just under 61,000, we got a sea of green in the altcoins. And to be honest, this is one of the pumps in crypto that I actually trust. I've been very wary of any other pump, but this one I actually trust. I'm going to show you exactly why I actually trust this pump and versus all the other pumps. And then I'm going to show you 10 altcoins that I'm going to be buying or have been buying. And I'm going to show you why I've been buying them, because I think it's time to start positioning ourselves a little bit more bullish. So I haven't been buying for the last couple of weeks and months, but now it's time to actually start going all in, because I think it's the time. It's really time to start getting into altcoins. So 10 altcoins, and we're going to talk about why I trust this pump. Let's go. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, rise and shine. We're here again, and it's a green day. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful green day on the markets. We've got Fetch running. We've got a whole lot of altcoins running. We're going to talk about which altcoins are running. I'm also going to tell you why I like this pump. Well, I haven't liked many other pumps, but this one, this is one of the ones that I actually do like. So we're going to talk about why I actually like this pump, why I actually trust this pump. We've got a lot to talk about today. So listen, let's not waste time on formalities today. I'm counting on you to just smash that like button, obliterate it. Let's try and get to 2,500 likes, which is 500 likes more than yesterday. Also, if you're not already subscribed, just subscribe, join the channel. Let's get us to 1 million subscribers. Let me get into the alpha. As I said, I was watching the Bitcoin pump yesterday, and you can see that now we're at 60,905. I'm going to explain to you how we got there yesterday. So we got a pump yesterday. Let's just quickly go back to yesterday and look at the hourly chart. So in fact, let's look at the 4-hour chart. I think it's probably the best way to go. So we got a little bit of a dump, and then we started to pump yesterday, and we pumped all the way up until about 61,725. And as I was watching this, I said, this is a pump that I actually trust. And the reason why I trust this pump, and I haven't trusted many of the other pumps, is because a lot of the other pumps were actually fueled by flimsy leverage. And particularly these pumps were happening over weekends where there was low volume and low liquidity. And then as soon as the weekend ended and the trade came back, we started to dump again. And they were fueled not by spot buying, but they were fueled by flimsy leverage, like weekend retail soft leverage, that as soon as the big traders came in on Monday morning, they were like, oh, really? Destroy them and then get back to business. This one was different. I was watching this pump yesterday and thinking to myself, okay, here's another one of those pumps that's going to take us absolutely nowhere. And then I was like watching what was happening in the background. And in the background, what I started to see was that actually leverage wasn't going up. And in fact, when I looked at the leverage rates, we still, like some of the coins are actually still negative. So we got very, 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 very low borrowing rates. And in fact, a lot of the coins were actually still negative. And so then when I was watching the leverage rates and I was watching the pump, and I was saying, hold on a second, this pump is actually not fueled by flimsy leverage. This pump is actually being fueled by spot buying. And then something else started to happen, which made me a little bit more excited. And that is, started seeing that as the price started to go higher, the open interest started to close, which means that the shorts were starting to get liquidated. So we had a little bit of a short squeeze, which took us to like 61,700. That obviously wasn't sustainable, because shorts were buying, and then what they were doing was they were just destroying spot was buying, and they were destroying the leverage shorts. And obviously, when those mini short squeezes end, the price actually starts to come down, and that's exactly what's happened. What I think is going to happen is I think we're actually going to hover around here, and then we're going to move on to another leg up. So I don't think that we're going to go down again. Now, look, I could be wrong, and new news may actually come out into the market. But given what I'm seeing right now in terms of a market structure, given what I'm seeing now in terms of funding rates, given what I'm seeing now in terms of people's remember, the reason why we keep getting dumped is because people are taking flimsy leverage, but they're not taking the leverage anymore. They've been beaten and battered so many times in their leverage that, to be honest, they've been squeezed out of this market. And effectively now, you're getting a spot-driven buying cycle. And as Crypto Jetty says, he says, attempt 6 billion and one at reclaiming 61,000. I think that actually this time we're going to break it. And I think when we do break it, we're going to get a monster short squeeze. So what we're getting now is a small short squeeze. It's like many levels of short squeeze. But I agree with this tweet where he says, market conditions are looking ripe for a short squeeze. BTC Perpetual's notional open interest has jumped 30,000 since August 13th with consistent negative funding rates, meaning that people were going short. Average weekly funding rates hit their deepest negative since March 2023. What he's saying is that all this open interest that is built up is all shorts. It's all people taking short open interest. What does that mean? It means that if Bitcoin climbs up just a little bit, what we're going to get is we're going to get a proper short squeeze. And that could take us back towards 70K, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm still in the camp that we've got about, well, I said what, yesterday I said 39, so 38 days. 38 days until we actually break the 70,000 once and for all. I say maximum of 38 days until we break the 70,000 once and for all. But for now, I'm pretty happy with what's happening in the market. And I wasn't happy with the previous two pumps. This one, I'm pretty happy with. And I actually think that this one could actually continue. Now, let's look at what actually caused this pump. So, I mean, on the one hand, you could say, okay, what caused this pump was RFK. It could be politics. And if it is politics, you could say that it was RFK maybe endorsing Trump. So as we spoke the other day, Kamala was ahead of Trump in the polls. Now you got Trump completely ahead in the polls again, 53 to 46 in the Polymarket polls. And that is spurred by RFK endorsing Trump. Now, he's scheduled to speak on Friday, and Trump is scheduled to be at the rally. And I think that that is when he will endorse Trump as a candidate. And then you can kind of say that all the people that were going to vote for RFK will actually go to Trump. And remember that Trump also actually said that RFK would be actually part of the cabinet. So he would be part of the government. So that could be what's causing it. Also, as Travis Kling says, he says, look, I think this DNC has been like quite a shit show, to be honest. It hasn't been going very well for the Dems. So, you know, you take that bad Democratic National Conference, that Democratic National Congress conference, whatever you want to call it, plus RFK endorsing Trump. That is bad for the Democrats, really, really good for Bitcoin. And that is why Bitcoin is running. And I agree with Travis when he says here, the fact is, if you look at Bitcoin has been trading with a correlation to Trump winning. Trump wins, Bitcoin goes up. Trump loses, Bitcoin goes down. That is what we're actually tracking. Right now, the most accurate chart is the one, is the Bitcoin chart that follows the Trump probabilities of winning. So as the Trump probabilities of winning go up, so does the Bitcoin chart goes up. That is the most accurate predictor of the Bitcoin price that we have at the moment. That's the one, believe it or not. The other thing that could have caused the pump was the revision down of the job numbers. Remember, we spoke about the fact that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or the U.S. Labor Department, whoever does the actual numbers, reported the jobs market wrong. And the jobs market has actually been way, way, way worse than they said. You take that, you combine that with the fact that the Fed minutes came out yesterday. And the Fed minutes, basically, remember, the Fed minutes are the minutes from the last Fed meeting. The Fed minutes actually came out. And when you look at the Fed minutes, you've got the minutes show that the vast majority of officials said that an interest rate cut at September was likely if the data continued to meet expectations. Now, the data has continued to meet expectations, right? Because we had inflation, which was low, and we had unemployment, which was actually revised down so much so that it was like, as Zero Hedge says, it was the biggest revision down, the biggest negative revision down to payrolls since the global financial crisis, believe it or not. So you look at this and you say, okay, I mean, you know what? Now we've pretty much secured the fact that there's going to be a single-digit rate cut. And I mean, some people are talking about double-digit rate cut. If you are still talking about a double-digit rate cut, a 50 basis point rate cut, please, if you could, in the comments, just leave the phone number of your dealer so that I can call your dealer, because there's no way we're getting a double rate cut. But if you think that we could be getting a double rate cut, then just in the comments, just leave either a Telegram or a contact address for your dealer so that I can go to the same dealer, because I want some of that stuff that you're smoking. Josh says I should play a video when I'm taking a drink. I'm drinking protein shakes. You know why I'm drinking protein shakes? Because ever since I did that Andrew Tate thing, all of you guys have been commenting about how out of shape I was, because I was out of shape. I hadn't been to gym in 7 months because I hurt my shoulder. But now I'm on a mission to show you motherfuckers that by December I'm going to have such a six-pack that you guys are going to think that I'm the real Andrew Tate. because the real Andrew Tate's not in jail. So somebody's going to have to do the videos. So he's in jail again. I told you.
Yeah.
The Romanian police went to his house. Don't know if you saw, but he ordered McDonald's for the Romanian police at his house.
Really?
He ordered a bunch of McDonald's. I'm not joking. That's what actually happened. All right, let's go. I mean, let's just understand where we're at. So basically, I think this pump is real. I think within the next 38 days, we break the 70,000 level. I think that what we're seeing now is that the cycle is actually continuing. And the cycle is, I mean, what we're seeing is that Mt. Gox has paid 92% of the creditors. That's in the market. We were very scared of that, or the market was very scared of that. And now the market starts saying, okay, well, look, listen, I mean, we've paid 92% of the creditors. Clearly, they ain't selling. So that's gone. The charts are showing a consolidation upwards. You can see it also in the monthly charts. So look at the monthly charts over here. You see the consolidation upwards. And as Benjamin Kahn says, this cycle is actually, after everything, after the ETF and everything else, we went too far up, we came too far down, and now the cycle just continues as normal. And just shows that the four-year cycle is actually the real determinant here and not everything else that everybody else is speaking about. And if we do follow that four-year cycle, then Q4 is when it's all going to happen. And if Q4 is when it's all going to happen, then truth is, you need to start getting into your altcoins, because in Q3, they're going to start going up. In Q3, they start going up, and in Q4, which is Q4 is October, November, December, that's like around the corner, you're going to get a massive explosion up in the altcoins. Now, you want to be positioned with amazing altcoins, but you want to make sure you don't take too much risk, because you know what? If we're wrong and it takes longer, you don't want to get wiped out. You don't want to get completely liquidated, right? Specifically, if you're playing on Bitfunded or you're playing on one of the leverage exchanges, if you want to actually take out a Bitfunded account, now's probably a good time. Now, for those of you who don't know what Bitfunded is, we've spoken about it before. What it is, it's a proprietary trading platform, which means that you trade with other people's money, but you only trade with other people's money if you can prove that you're a good trader. So what you do is you buy a challenge, $49, $99, $249, $399, or $599. And then you do two challenges. You've got to get 8% in the first one, 5% in the second one. If you pass those two, then you're trading with real money and you're trading with other people's money, and you keep up to 90% of the profit. So if you want to try it out, probably now's a good time, because instead of wrecking your own account, if you think it's going to go down, the most you can wreck is the money that you invested here. So, like, you know, the most you can wreck is a $99 position instead of wrecking your whole account. So I would play this. If you're a good trader, you will be trading with other people's money. If you're a bad trader, you can only wreck $99. Simple as that. I would do it. We do have a lot of traders that are actually in playing with other people's money. There was a trader last week who took home $12,000. He's out. $12,000. All right, let's go. Let's see what else is. Let's talk about altcoins. So the altcoin market is actually giving us a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful green day, but it's not all the altcoins which are running, and this is very important. The market's giving you a sign of which tokens are going to land up working, and you want to make sure that you actually take that sign, because the thing is, if you don't take that sign, you may be buying the wrong tokens. And to be honest, at this stage of the game, we don't really have a lot of time to be buying the wrong tokens, because if we do get an explosive Q4, you want to make sure that you're properly positioned. And that means that you don't want to be moving pieces around on the chessboard in Q4. You want to prepare your game early. And you want to do it in such a way where, once again, I keep saying the same thing, the least effort, the least risk, with the most return. And that means that you're not going to get into the riskiest of assets, and you're not going to shoot the lights out on every asset, but you're going to get into a good mix of risk and return. And if the market takes longer than expected, or if the market goes down, you're going to be more protected. And that's my investment approach here. In previous markets, what I did was I spent a lot of time looking for that one gem that was going to give me 100x returns. The problem is, it gave me 100x return and it just collapsed. So we don't want to be in those kind of tokens. We're taking a much more serious investment approach, because we want to keep money this bull market. We don't want to make money. We want to make money, but we want to keep money, right? So that is what we are setting ourselves up for today. And if you look at what the market's telling you here, it's actually giving you a story. We'll talk about that story in a second. We also do see that there's a little bit of a gaming run. And you can see, if you look at our gaming watch list, like Sidus Heroes up 31%, Nakamoto Games up 22%. Let me move over for the people who are using mobile phones. Beam up 12.7% on the day today. You can see one of the biggest bubbles here was the Beam bubble. I think I looked at it earlier. There it is. One of the biggest bubbles. That is because there is a conference in Germany called GamesCon, which is happening right now, right? And so there's going to be a lot of announcements. So I think that we're going to get a bit of a gaming narrative this week. I think safe to buy some games because as gaming runs, as this goes on, the gaming tokens will run and that can spark off a whole gaming narrative run. And so what you'll see is you will see that we will add some gaming tokens to the list of tokens which we've made. We made an amazing list of tokens for you guys, which I'm going to talk about in a second. The next narrative that is still running is His Excellency, Justin Sun. His Excellency, because he's a diplomat now. Or is he still a diplomat? I'm not sure if he is, actually. So what you can see is, everyone says the alpha is bananas, and so is the sheikh. So His Excellency, Justin Sun, still pumping his Tron bags like crazy. He tweeted yesterday, said, "The table calculated by Masari mainly reflects our burn revenue, and reaching 1 billion in this area is entirely feasible. Yesterday alone, we burned 3.88 million. So over the next 12 months, we'll need to achieve 2.7 million in burn in revenue every single day. I don't think this is particularly difficult." One of our researchers says Justin Sun is not His Excellency. But you see, he still writes here, His Excellency. H-E is His Excellency. Then you've got him saying, "We're on a journey to the sun. Don't get left behind. It's still early. Do the maths. How big of a market can be created with $60 billion in liquidity?" Because he's talking about the $60 billion of stable coins on the Tron network, making the Tron network, from a US dollar point of view, the most liquid network from a US dollar liquidity point of view. But that's a fake stat, because people are just transferring US dollars. They're not investing those US dollars. That's a big difference between the Tron chain and any other chain. When people go onto other chains, specifically Ethereum, they are bringing it there not to transfer the money from point A to point B. They're doing it to invest or to get into the DeFi ecosystem. Don't short Tron while Justin Sun is asleep, because he could wake up at any moment and you could get short squeezed. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an admission of market manipulation that is about to happen. I'm kidding. Also, you got yesterday, Sun Pump outpaced Pump.Fun on Solana in terms of new tokens created. On Sun Pump, there were 7531, and on Pump.Fun, 6701. So now, for the last two or three days, in Sun Pump, you have more tokens being created than on Pump.Fun, right? Which is great. But remember what I said to you. This is the end of the meme coin cycle. Remember that in Solana's peak, there were 157,000 altcoins or meme coins that were created during the DNC or the, it was a Trump, Trump, yeah. Trump Elon thing. You had so many tokens actually created. And what you're getting now is you're getting them competing for like 6,700 tokens a day. You can see it's the end of the cycle. And in the end of the cycle, what you get is you get a whole lot of copycats. And that's exactly what we're getting right now. Now we have BNB has entered the chain, the chat. So before it was Solana, then it was Tron. Now BNB have launched their own Pump.Fun competitor. Guess what it's called? Four. No jokes. It is called 4.meme. So you now have three horses in the race. You have Pump.Fun. You have sun.pump, pump.fun, sun.pump, and four.meme. So now BNB has entered the race, entered the chat. And so you can see that these cycles, as someone said, it's as expected, it's BNB now. Tron may be over for now. It's like, but Tron's only been going for 4 days. Now, the reality is that, I mean, as much as this looks like a cool platform, I won't lie, it looks like a really nice platform, and sun.pump really looks like a good platform. These are not innovative. The reason why they're not going to work in the long term is because the reality is Solana is the meme coin chain, and it was the first chain to have a pump.fun that actually got adoption, right? Then what happened was people that got saturated. Too many people made too many tokens on pump.fun. And so people try to migrate to other chains where there's no saturation. The problem is, as the money goes, so does the saturation go. And if the money goes and the oversaturation also goes, then it's just the same shit on a different chain. And so what you'll end up doing is you'll end up doing what these people here are doing, which is like literally they are moving from Base to Tron to BSC. Someone said Sol to ETH, then from Sol to Base, then from Sol to Tron, now from Sol to Tron, and now from Sol to BSC. And he says by the end of all the bridging, you guys are all going to have $3 left of Sol. Now, the reality is, look, if you want to play these memes, a lot of people have asked me, hey, how can we play these memes? How do we bridge the money? I'm going to show it to you very simply. Use this platform. It is called DBridge. If you want to know where to get DBridge, you go to the show here and you look for the DBridge link. There should be a DBridge link over here. And you click here. Now, why do I say use DBridge? Because if you want to trade memes on Tron or BSC or Solana and you want to move your US dollars from one bridge, from one place to another, you can do it very, very, very easily on DBridge, right? So all you do is you select the chain where, let's say you want to move from your Ethereum. So you go from, you move your Ethereum from the Ethereum chain and you want to move them to the BSC chain. You go to BNB chain and bang, you can move them from one chain to another. It is the quickest and cheapest way to do it. Your tokens will be there within about 15 seconds and you won't have to go onto an exchange, off an exchange. And you can literally move from any chain to any chain here. Except what I see here is that they don't actually have Tron, funny enough. Is that possible? Okay, so you can't play on Tron, but you can play on all the others. You can play on BNB, BSC. And it takes, it's quickest. And by the way, if you use that link that I just showed you, you also earn points for the airdrop. Now, the first airdrop is probably going to be super lucrative. And now the second airdrop is happening. So don't miss out on that. Don't miss out on that. But as I said to you, I think this is the end of the meme coin cycle. It's like, it's exactly this. It's like the end of the cycle. You can see, like, Pump.fun was the best. Then you know, Tron, Sundance, then Four, and, you know, tomorrow Avalanche will have a platform. And, you know, the next day Matic will have a platform. And then it's the end. Really is the end of the cycle. And so I think it's good, though, because I think now that we're at the end of the cycle, we can actually start moving upwards, because as long as people's time, effort, energy, and attention aren't spent on going from one meme coin to another meme coin to another meme coin to another meme coin to another meme coin, to another meme coin of the 157,000 meme coins, we can actually get down to real business. And when I say real business, I say if you look at what the bubbles are showing you that the market's actually getting down to real business now. They're not interested in going to launch 157,000 meme coins. They're interested in actually buying tokens, but only a certain number of tokens, right? You can see the ones that are moving are like Phantom is moving, Fetch.ai is moving, Render is moving, Beam is moving, Link is moving, Stax is moving, Injective is moving, ICP is moving. These are the tokens that are moving, and they all have something or a few things in common, which we'll actually talk about, right? So I think now that everybody's moving back into quality, I think we should be in the quality. We should have been in the quality a long time ago. I think you may have another opportunity to snap up Solana. Why? Because Solana hasn't really moved. And the reason why Solana hasn't really moved is because everybody is chasing Tron. And they think, oh, well, could Tron actually be the Solana killer? We are smarter. We know Tron's not going to be the Solana killer. We know that, right? So get into Solana quickly. Why? Because Solana breakpoint is coming up in September. You need to be in Solana. How do you not get into Solana before breakpoint? But don't wait until breakpoint, because usually it's a buy the rumor, sell the news event. So usually the last week before breakpoint, Solana usually spikes. And then during breakpoint, it actually goes down because the announcements are not as good as the expectations of the announcements that people actually had, right? So Solana definitely one that we're going to have on our list. I would say buy the Solana ecosystem coins. I would say that. The problem with the Solana ecosystem coins is they all have bad tokenomics. Like, look at Jupiter. Market cap 13.4% of FDV. Radium 47. Orca 52.5. I mean, I did call Drift in the front runners, which is our Discord. You can see here's the call over here. It was on the, here we go, 31.6 cents. I said it's a huge buy because the VCs paid the same price and they locked up for 2 years. Now you have Drift now trading at about, well, 50 cents or whatever it is. So I think we've done really well there. The other one where we did really well was Phantom. I kept saying to guys, buy Phantom in the front runners. And I even said on the show, we made a video about it. And now it's doing really, really, really well. So really our calls from front runners are absolutely fucking killing it. Now listen, guys, front runners waiting list is usually closed. But we opened it up and we said, up until Friday, anyone who applies actually gets in. Not only that, if you apply and you get in and you don't want to be there because you haven't made your money back, then I will just give you back your money and you can leave. No problem. So What I want you guys to do is I want you guys to go to Front Runners. Where is the Front Runners link? Here we go. Join the waiting list on that link over there. Join that waiting list, and then you will be allowed in for sure. And when you are allowed in, if you don't want to be there, just leave. Honestly, just leave. Send me a mail, and I'll refund you your cash. All right, let's talk about other tokens that you should be buying. So, Solana definitely should be in there. Let's talk about another one that probably should be in there. I saw Vitalik bull posting on ETH. He said, I've been told that I need to do less philosophizing and do more Ethereum bull posting. I mean, you can't write off ETH. ETH hasn't had a move. It has got an ETF. It is the king of L1s. As much as I hate to admit it, it is the king of L1s. And so I would be buying ETH, but I wouldn't be buying ETH. I would be buying ETH options. Why? Because ETH options on Deribit are like a cheap way of actually getting into ETH. So I would go and I'd probably buy ETH options expiry this year. I'd buy these options over here, the $2,600 or the $2,700 options. I'd pay the $430 or whatever it is. And that is your entry into ETH. So you don't have to fork out money to buy a whole ETH. That's another one that I'd buy. But that's not what the market's telling you. What the market's telling you is that there's a certain bunch of altcoins that are the ones that are actually moving. ETH is one, Solana is another one, but let's look at the ones that the market's actually telling us, and let's look at what they all have in common. You can see what the chart looks like. Link is up, Render's up, Phantom is up, Beam is up, Injective is up, ICP's up. By the way, Injective was also called in Front Runners pretty recently. What do all these tokens have in common? Someone says utility coins are pumping again. I hope you have been accumulating. On the one hand, yes, there are utility coins, but it's not only utility coins that are pumping. If you look at the tokens that are pumping, they all have the same thing in common. They are not of the new vintage. They are not the Starknets of the world. They are not the wormholes of the world. They are the old vintage tokens. The tokens where all the tokens are already distributed into the market. The tokens where most of the token releases have actually happened. The tokens that are actually being used. The tokens that actually have adoption. So what the market is saying is, we don't want risk. We don't want the risk of people dumping on us. We don't want the risk non-used protocols, no adoption. We don't want that. We want to mitigate risk. Remember we said least effort, least risk, highest return. That's what we're looking for here. And that's exactly what we've got here. We've got the tokens that are pumping, which are the least effort, least Phantom, least risk. Why? We know Andre Crenier is there. We know the tech is amazing tech. We know some announcements are coming. We know the tokens are all in circulation. Same thing with like Matic, Chainlink. A lot of these guys are of the same class. And so what I decided to do today was actually to prepare for you guys a list of all these tokens that I would be buying. Literally, I put in a list of 10 tokens that I'd be buying right now. What is this? Why am I buying them? Very simple. Lowest risk, lowest efforts, highest probability of returns. Now, are there going to be tokens, specific tokens that actually perform better than these? Of course they are, because I'm not going for an all-in aggressive approach. Why? Because I'm managing risk. The idea is to manage risk while still getting return. If you're just trying to get return, go into meme coins. Go into pump.fun or sun.pump or 4.pump or pump 4 people, whatever. I don't know what these platforms are actually called. Pump 4, pump 3. I've lost track of what the platforms are called. But what you need to do is you need to be buying quality coins. Now, I've put together a list, and my researchers have all put together a list. Someone in the chat said, your researchers are the best. If you think that, you can look at our researchers list, which is published here. Researcher 1, researcher 2, researcher 3, researcher... You see, they don't put their names. You see, we should put your names, because you see, they say, hours 3, hours 4. I know that. I know how these guys operate. I'll show you. I can tell you this one is Paolo, for sure. Because I can see he's got Pendle and like all this is Paolo, right? That's Paolo. Okay. I'll help him because let's see how well I know my researchers. That's Paolo. Researcher 4. Wait, let me look for the one with a lot of gaming tokens. That's Chris. Hold on. This is you. Yeah. Okay. This is Andre. Okay. Let's see which one is. I'm trying to find the one with lots of gaming tokens because that's Chris. Hmm. Hold on, let's see, let's see. We'll get Drift Camino Sol Banana Whiff. That's Joe. Am I right? No, who's that?
That's Oliver.
Oliver?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was Joe. Okay. Okay, cool. So let me take you to the ones that I'm actually buying, okay? So let me take you to the ones that I'm actually buying. So here's the list. The first thing is I'm buying ETH options. Why? Because it's a cheap entry into ETH. You pay $400 and you get all the upside of ETH. So to me, no brainer. That's my exposure to ETH. The second token that I'm buying is Solana. Why am I buying it? Well, there's a conference coming up. Every other conference, the price of SOL has gone up. Solana is the best layer one. It's the fastest layer one. It's the most adopted layer one out there. Why wouldn't you be buying it right now? Your risk is low. Your tokenomics are good. Everything's amazing. Let's buy Solana. Arweave, best piece of tech in the industry. All the tokens are in circulation. Massive, massive, massive ecosystem. I'm buying Arweave. Rune, same thing. They're building a DeFi ecosystem. The tokenomics are absolutely, absolutely amazing. This is a reflexive token. It does really well in bull markets and does badly in bear markets. We've just come out of a mini bear market or coming out of a mini bear market. I know that Rune's going to start running. Same thing with Near. Near is a very responsive chain to price movements. It fluctuates a lot. When Bitcoin goes up, Near goes up a lot. When Bitcoin goes down, Near goes down a lot. Bitcoin's just come down, just come from a low point and he's starting to move up. I want to be in tokens that are super responsive. I also want exposure to the AI narrative. And Near is the real deal when it comes to AI, especially because next week you've got NVIDIA reporting the earnings. And there's going to be an AI rally. Now, you can take a trade on AI and you can buy Fetch and you can buy BitTensor and you can do that. Or just pick one or two and hold one or two. And in this case, I'm just going to hold Near because, hell, these guys have been around for long. They know exactly what they're doing. Phantom. Need I say anything else? I've been telling you guys since 30 cents to buy it. Now it's at 45 cents. If you would have played that on leverage, you would have made 1,000% on your money already. If you want to play on leverage, go to BitGet, open an account on BitGet. You can win a thousand BGB and up to $50,000 in airdrops. There's a link below. Sign up, get trading before the bull market actually catches up with you. Injective. Why do I love Injective? All the tokens are out in the market. Not all, but most, or maybe even all. Bull market responsive. It's a very, very, very responsive token in the bull market. And it's got a lot of traction. And they're now also available on the Ton network, or they've got a bridge to Ton network, which is, again, just more. You need to have gaming exposure, right? And so to get the gaming exposure, I'm going to buy Super. Now, you can buy Beam. You can buy Immutable X. You can buy whatever you want. The reason why I'm buying Super is because... simply, I know that Elio and Alex are going to shill Super, right? What's going to happen is, and it happens every single time, is as the market gets hot, Elio and Alex make videos. That's what they do. When they do, they both shill Super. So don't hate the player, hate the game. I know that Super is great exposure to gaming, and it's going to be one of the highest shill tokens by at least two of the most credible, biggest shillers in the space when it comes to gaming, which is Elio and Alex. So I'm going to hold some Super. I also think that Bitcoin is going to lead this rally. But being in Bitcoin is a little bit boring, right? So get into Stacks. You know that when Bitcoin runs, Stacks runs, and so and MicroStrategy also runs. So for those of you who want to buy equities, you can go and buy MicroStrategy. In fact, tomorrow I'll introduce you to a platform where you can actually buy... equities using crypto. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But Stacks gives you leverage exposure to Bitcoin. Right now, I mean, just look at the Stacks chart. I looked at it earlier. That's why I'm so confident about it. Here we go. There's two things that I'd buy now. Look at Stacks. So Stacks is here. It's broken out of this pattern that it was in. And you can see that now it's probably on the way up again. Now, when Bitcoin runs, this thing can 3 or 4x. Bitcoin's not going to 3 or 4x. When Bitcoin was at 70,000, Stacks was at 382. Bitcoin is at 60,000, Stacks is half that price. Where is this thing going next? You don't have to be a genius to work it out. And the other one that I buy, if you've got, is MicroStrategy. If you've got equities accounts, I'd buy MicroStrategy. Same thing. When Bitcoin was at 70,000, MicroStrategy was at 200. MicroStrategy is at 139 now. Okay, so buy it. Next one I'd buy. You need to have exposure to ETH and you need to have exposure to real world assets. to get exposure to real world assets, I'm going to buy Mantra, which is OM. The ticker symbol is OM. Why? I just think it's a very reflexive token to real world assets. And if you want reflexive exposure to ETH, the token that always moves very well when ETH moves is ENS, right? Everybody loves ENS. It's like the Vitalik called it the most important protocol that is a non-financial application or something. He said something like that. So that's what I'd buy. I'd keep it simple. ETH, Sol, Arweave, Rune, Near, Phantom, Injective, Super, Stacks, Mantra, and ENS. Now, the truth is, we said that you should probably hold these things for a minimum of 3 months. So if you're buying to hold for the next week, this is not the show. Okay, this is not the show. I'm not a day trader. I can't tell you what's going to move in the next week. What I can tell you is if you're buying for the next 3 to 4 months, that's the selection that I'd be buying. Now, you could say, look, Ryan, your birthday is next week, and so you're getting old, bro, and you're giving us very conservative things. I may be getting old, indeed, but I've been here for 3 cycles, and this is my 4th, and I need to make sure that I don't make the same mistakes that I made in all the other cycles. In all the other cycles, they called me Cowboy Run, okay? Why? Because I just went for every fucking thing, spend on everything, go high risk. At the end of it, I was left holding empty bags, okay? You need to be holding good bags. How do you hold good bags? You don't chase the shiniest things. You just chase the best quality, and you buy it when the market is very low, like the market is now. Now, you may look at this and you may say, but you don't even have one single meme coin on your list. You're right. For me, I've got my meme coins. I've got my Brets. I don't recommend that you go and buy them now, because I think it's time to start investing in quality. I think we've had meme coins. It's starting to die. It's the end of the cycle. And you could make money in meme coins. But the problem with meme coins is you need to get out so quickly. And I don't have the time, like many of you who are just too busy. I don't have the time to be getting in, getting out, getting in. I'm still holding my Elizabeth Warrens. I'm still holding my Top G Tops or whatever they called it. Top G, G Top, whatever, Andrew Tate meme coin. It's garbage. It's gone to zero, right? Because I don't have the time to trade it in and out. And there's, I think, a lot of you guys that are in the same situation as I am. So what I'm recommending is buy a good list. If you want to buy them on leverage, you can use BitGet. There's a great giveaway at the moment. You can use Bybit and you can stand a chance to win. There's a few more days until we actually are giving away the Cybertruck. Although someone did actually highlight that we have to get the volume. Guys, we need to get the volume if you want the Cybertruck. So go and sign up. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Big Friday banter tomorrow. It's a big one. It's a big one. See you guys then. Until then, trade well, my friends.